T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
So is it even possible to make the switch from being an introvert to being an extrovert? We want to hear from you if you have done this switch, because started with this debate in studio about producer Janine, who is definitely an introvert.
And I think introverts get an unfair shake. I grew up an introvert. I still consider myself an introvert, which is odd to have this job and be an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
But I think introverts are so often forced into extrovert situations.
Yes.
Like, you've got to work together in a group. You've got to have a lab partner. You've got to do this, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know what? I like all my desks in a row and my head down and my arm curled around my paper and get away from me. And get away from me. I like spending part of my recess by myself pretending the monkey bars are a spaceship. Get away from me. Get away from me. Emily and Jackson, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Can you make the switch from an introvert to an extrovert?
No, I tried. It didn't go very well, but it's still an ongoing thing. But so far in the past 3 years, it has not gone well.
What ways are you trying to switch?
Well, I've been with the same guy 9 years. We moved in 3 years ago, and he's an extrovert. So, you know, naturally, when you're living together, you kind of have to find that compromise between, I don't want, you know, 10 people in my house versus he wants to have company and thrives off that communication. So it's a matter of, can I tolerate it?
So you tried to embrace it, and you're like, nope, it's not going to be, I'm not going to be a different person. I'm just going to tolerate what he needs to deal
mm-hmm.
with. Brennan in Acworth, have you successfully switched from introvert to extrovert?
Yes.
You did.
How'd you do it?
So, I'm 13, and when I was about 10, I started playing volleyball, and I was really shy, and I had only 2 or 3 friends. And then as I started, and I played, like, higher-level volleyball, I got to know more people, and I got more social, and, yeah.
Is there a way to do it without physical fitness? That's what that'd be really helpful.
But I think that's cool that she joined a team sport, and that team sport was what brought her out of her shell.
I think
that's really cool.
At that age, though, you're still defining
whether you are or aren't. I don't know. So I think that you are born, I don't know.
Can you make a call on your daughters?
Yeah, I think so. I think one is more of an introvert and the other's more of an extrovert.
Really?
Yeah.
Already. Age 4 and 2.
They came out that way as babies.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's something of part of your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kelly Cheese, there's not an introverted cell in your body.
Nope. I was a new kid walking around. What's up? I'm new. Hey, hi. Want to be my friend? Let's be cool. I don't care if you talk to me. I'm going to keep talking.
JP, same with you. You've never walked into a party and not been the life of it.
Yeah, it took me a little bit of time, but I always was this closet extrovert. It just took a little bit of time because I was socially awkward for many years.
Kristen and Gwinnett, what's up?
Hello. I was always an introvert. I was really shy, but my senior year, I started hanging out with like a group of girls. And so when we went to parties, I kind of got used to like talking to a lot of people, and eventually like, I really liked it, and I got used to it, and I became an extrovert.
So it was just with practice.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would be, like, really shy at first, but having, like, a group of friends kind of helped me come out more.
But, Kristen, in order to practice, you've got to be around people, and that's horrifying.
Yeah, well, like, my chest used to turn really red, and, like, aww, everybody'd be like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I'm just really shy. Aww. And, like, I don't know, just, like, in time, like, having my friends there helped me, and, like, now I have no problem going out and, like, talking to a group of people or anything.
The comments from the true introverts are happening online.
Yeah, and it's really a mix. A lot of people say that this is possible, and a lot of people say, no, it's impossible. I think Madison Nick, like, hit it on the head. Everybody's loving this comment. It says, I'm an introvert, but sometimes I have to put myself in an extrovert mask in certain situations. Then afterwards, I'm exhausted and I don't really want to be around anyone for a week.
Oh my God.
And I mean, she got replies that were yes, 1,000% correct. But then you have other ladies who say, I was an introvert, but I turned an extrovert once I became an adult. You kind of get away from maybe like being an introvert in high school. Like maybe you couldn't really be yourself or something like that. That's what most of the comments say, but it is really 50-50.
There are times that I'll go out to events and be like social or whatever it is. Like if it's like a station event that we're doing, a Jeff and Jen show event, or just like a party friend, whatever. And I will literally come home and lock myself in the bathroom for 20 minutes. I warned Callie about it.
Really? So you have a physical reaction.
I was just like,
to being an extrovert.
I just want to let you know that I'm not in there like all constipated up or whatever.
I just need to be by myself.
I'm just going to be in there. And like sometimes I'll take like a really long shower. Sometimes I'll seriously sit on the closed toilet.
So it's like decompressing
yep.
from being around that many people, uh-huh. having to talk that much.
Laura in Peachtree City, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I successfully made the switch.
Wow.
From introvert to extrovert.
Yes, I went through, when I went through my divorce, my best friend was involved with the Chive, and I got involved with the Chive, and as I got involved with the Chive, it brought me to the whole extroverted level.
Yeah, you can't really be an introverted Chiver.
No. Yeah, exactly. It brought me out of my shell. It brought me out of my bubble. It brought me out of the norm of my life.
This is what you need to know about the Chivers. If you are a bar owner and they want to do a pub crawl at your place, the answer is yes. you'll do okay that weekend.
Yes, Chive on.
Yes. They enjoy their social gatherings. Miranda.
Hello.
Can you do it or no?
I'm an introvert, but I have to be an extrovert sometimes because I have a son and he plays football and he's not an introvert.
Why does he do that?
I don't know. Like, it's not me at all.
Why is he playing football when he can do stuff like drawing?
By himself.
Yes.
Live in the South and he loves the football.
And now you've got to be one of those football moms who's in the mix. Yeah.
Sometimes I have flashbacks of things. Like, I was making a joke, like, why is he playing football when he can? But I remember being grown up an only child. Like, I got a rock tumbler. Did you ever see those as a kid? You put stones in it and you put sand and water and it's just a little thing and it turns it and it polishes the rocks. But
I think I remember my brother having one of those.
It literally would take like a month of it running nonstop. I used to watch it. That was my life.
Oh, Jeff.
Still ahead this morning with Jeff and Jen.
I have so much empathy for little Jeff now.
Little baby Jeff.
Listen,
like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.